JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix Morning Show is on now.
Celebrating, well, for some, what is a pain in the neck.
You think so?
I think some people get tired of it.
Okay.
I love my mother to death. She's wonderful. She gave me life. She kept me alive until I could live on my own. She helped pay for a lot of things. I still dread the day I taught her how to text.
Why is that?
Because she would just call. And phone calls are, I would prefer. If you got a long thing of things to talk about,
yeah,
texting it, not the way to call somebody. Have a conversation. She will have full-on novels. And say a lot of things in a text. And it's amazing how fast those little thumbs can type so much stuff in
one flying
thing. But yeah, back on December 3rd, 1992.
Sunday,
we'll be celebrating
the 25th birthday of the text.
Which, I can't even believe it. It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
The very first text message was sent by an engineer in England from his computer to a friend's cell phone, and it said, "Merry Christmas." And it probably freaked his friend the F out. Like, whoa! Did my phone just tell me Merry... What? What? Can you imagine how weird that would be at first to just have a little bubble with text pop up from somebody else?
Number?
Like that would blow your mind at the time. But texting has so completely taken over our lives in that 25 years. So this survey is kind of amazing. 80% of adults and 91% of teenagers send at least one message every day. 8 in 10 adults text every single day. Half of people say messaging has pretty much replaced all their other forms of communication. You don't call someone, you don't email someone, you just text them.
It's a lot of it nowadays.
67% of people text more than they did just 2 years ago.
So it's still growing for quite a while.
More than half of people now have sent a text using only emojis or just a GIF.
Yeah.
And it's now not a young person thing, whatever that means. Of people over 55 years old, 77% use emojis and 53% have used a GIF. So this is just across the board, everybody.
Yeah. We've made it a point, a couple different text chains that the three of us have had for the morning show, just speaking just in GIF.
Only in GIF.
Yeah, which is fun. And that's transitioned to other groups that I've, chats I've had before too.
But when do you want somebody to call you?
Oof. When they've got a lot of, I mean, if we need to have a long conversation.
Yeah.
For me, text message is just a quick little message.
I feel like somehow we need to write like real rules for this because I get frustrated if somebody texts me instead of calling when they have a lot of information.
Yeah.
And I get frustrated if somebody calls instead of texts when they have like one piece of information.
Right.
Like you don't need to call me to tell me I'll be there at 5:30.
Yeah.
Or what? Okay. Now we're still on the phone. What do we have stuff to do? Like the magic of text message for me is that I can think about my answer and send it to you when I have one. Or right now, X is happening. I'm in the middle of cooking something or driving or whatever. I'll get back to you when I can in a few minutes. Whereas phone is like,
and for a lot of people, and I will admit it's me as well. Is when I see that read receipts there.
Turn your red receipts off. People, you have to turn your red receipt off.
I sent that to Lauren and Nick like, I don't know, 4 hours ago. And they haven't responded to it yet. So I've just given up on that.
Do you?
Which I think since I have, you've responded more. I don't know. It just seems like I just kind of gave up on it.
Don't tell me what to do.
Exactly. So shut your red receipt off.
Yes,
which
probably
is really
just
easy
turn it
to
off.
Do. And then there's that the significant thing where you've got a big thing to say, you call somebody. Like
you've
lots
got
of
a
stuff
little
to say.
To say, you text them.
Just text it.
Also, is there any now? This is such a modern anxiety. When you've said something to someone, you've texted something to someone that is in any way controversial or makes you nervous, or and then you see the bubbles, the ellipses.
You're waiting for
and
it.
And a doot, doot, so you can see they're typing and they're considering. Is there any moment that like grips your chest more than like, what are they writing? What are they writing?
The anticipation of what's going to be said next.
And then, worst case scenario, the ellipses just go away.
Oh, the bubbles disappear?
The bubbles disappear and there's no response.
It's the end of day.
What?
Just know what you're doing to people, even 25 years later, with the text message.
So, happy birthday, text messages.
Thanks for creating the anxiety for everyone out there. Damn bubbles.
We're better off, and also not at all.
Nope.